Hey everyone, welcome to Seller Performance Solutions. Chris McCabe of eCommerce Chris here again. And today, here with Michelle Barnum-Smith, TikTok shop expert, who I recently met, I believe for the first time in Korea, South Korea, the event Seller Kingdom in Seoul. I think we've met before at Prosper, but our first real conversation was in Korea.
So, first real conversation yes. was trans-Pacific as we were getting ready to land in Korea. You were sitting behind me and I was like, in all the airplanes in all the worlds, we end up on the same one.
You were, that's right. You were a row in front of me, I think. So we could have talked about all of this stuff we're talking for like 12 hours from Seattle, but we watched movies instead and got some sleep. So we don't have snippets of those conversations, but we do have you today. And we have you very, very soon in New York City at our seller meetup that we do about every other month in Manhattan. This one's November 14th. We'll have all the info here with the podcast, of course. While you're listening to this, you can check that out. If you're anywhere in the tri-state area, or if you are as interested as I am in the incoming TikTok shop phenomenon, I guess it's already here. Yeah. But I started thinking as I was listening to you talk about this in Seoul, in Korea, how much more I need to learn about it, even if I don't plan on selling things on TikTok shop. And if I need to learn more about it, I'm assuming every Amazon brand owner needs to up their game, right?
Yeah.
So when you start with people, when they say, I've heard about it, people are talking about it in these groups, or I went to a conference, I heard about it at an event. What do you start them off with in terms of they're an Amazon brand and they want to learn more, or they want to get started? Where do you kick it off?
Yeah. So usually there's a lot of FOMO around TikTok. There's kind of this feeling of like, is it right for me? And is it right for my products and my brand and where we start now? And as Amazon sellers, for the most part, that answer is yes, absolutely. Primarily because TikTok is a marketing platform. It is a place where your target audience, and that's another question that I get all the time is like, is my audience really on TikTok? I thought it was a bunch of kids and dancing videos. I'm like, started that way. It actually started as a music platform in early 2018 and 2019. And then ByteDance, the originating company, bought it in 2019. And then it really blew up during COVID. And that's when people saw the dancing videos. But it's changed so much. And every demographic really is represented on the platform. I tell people it's a 50-50 platform from demographic standpoint. 50% of users are between the ages of 18 or less than 30 years old, and 50% of the users of the platform are over 30 years old. So it's one of those things to understand. And TikTok is very kind of community and niche oriented. The job of the algorithm is to keep you on the platform and to keep you entertained and keep you scrolling. That's how TikTok funds itself, right? And embeds itself in your life. And the average user is on there like 95 minutes a day. So it wants to serve you content that's relevant to you. And the more people that are on the platform, the more relevance for content on the platform. There's all these niches and there's all these, not just demographic, but also interest-based communities and language-based communities, huge Latino population, Spanish-speaking, all sorts of audiences on the platform to be able to access and leverage.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's no different than when Instagram became a thing. Are people just posting pictures of food and sharing them on Instagram, or like cat videos, you know, people who thought YouTube's just filled with cat videos. Yeah, there's plenty of cat videos on there, but now YouTube is a giant channel for sharing content, creating brand awareness. Why would TikTok shop be any different, right?
Yeah, well, and TikTok specifically. So TikTok is the face of all of these things from an interaction standpoint. And just to compare it to Instagram, it grew so much faster than Instagram ever did. And another thing that TikTok has in its favor, people are like, well, what's the main difference between Instagram and TikTok? And besides, you know, the video content, it's all about authenticity. TikTok is very much a platform where people don't have to be a curated, high production experience. Instagram is where people go, I think, to be inspired and maybe feel a little bad about themselves. Honest, you know, there's a little bit of that kind of culture on Instagram of, you know, the creator culture there is very polished. And where's the creator culture on TikTok is very, what you see is what you get. It's very authenticity oriented. People can fall out of bed and have viral videos. So the algorithm and the community of TikTok is very kind of like low production, high volume video. And the only way you can pull that off is with authenticity and just showing up. But the good news is that production converts better. And low production equals low cost.
This is what I want to learn more, just so I can tell people. I mean, I have selfish reasons because people ask me questions about this and I'll just say, I don't know, talk to Michelle. But on some level, I want to understand the dynamics of it, because content means there's so much fierce competition, especially in the US on Amazon, that any angle you can play. I mean, for any category, there's 6, 7, 8 different brands that are trying to dominate, that are leapfrogging each other. And if some of them slip up or make mistakes or ignore things, they might fall back in their sales rank or in their visibility. And others might find other channels to attract more attention to their brands. We're talking about this all the time anyway. So why wouldn't we fold TikTok Shop into that conversation, right?
Right. And TikTok Shop is the level playing field. So follower count really doesn't matter when it comes to the potential for videos to go viral. So every other platform is all about followers, and it's all about how many people are following the creator or the brand. And with TikTok, every single video has the same potential for organic reach. Every video has the same starting line, which is huge, because then there's none of this feeling of I got started late or I have to work with a huge creator to get traction. In fact, I have seen sometimes more success with the smaller creators that have 1,000 followers, 3,000 followers versus somebody with 2 million, to be frank. And what that translates into is that lower barrier to entry, lower cost to results, and a higher likelihood for that magical spillover effect, halo effect from TikTok to other platforms, buying platforms as well, because it's brand building across multiple marketplaces. Of course, people can buy on TikTok Shop, but they could also buy on, especially on Amazon, via a search find buy, which is the, you know, a branded search find buy at that. Like whenever somebody starts selling on TikTok, I'm like, okay, make sure you have branded search ads, because if there's an event, we want you to capitalize on that, you know, as well as Google ads, PPC for Google AdWords for your own brand. So all of these things kind of nestle together. I will say as well, the big opportunity is for smaller brands. Big brands, when we talk global brands, don't do well on the platform because of that authenticity issue. I was just talking, I had meetings with TikTok Shop partnership leadership while I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, and I'll have some meetings with them again when I'm in there next week. And they talk about how the global accounts team are always trying to recruit, you know, the Procter and Gambles, you know, Hasbro's, the Nikes, like the huge brands, right? Vendor ones on Amazon. And they just suck at TikTok so bad because there's so...
I'm not surprised to hear that.
Yeah. Right, right. They're just not agile enough to be able to use the platform with any level of that authenticity. There's too many cooks in the kitchen. There's too many hands that have to legal and PR and the marketing team and whatever marketing agencies. And here's the worst part is that anybody, when they try to create staged, authentic content, it's even worse.
It's too fake.
At that point, it's just like, you know what? Just keep your regular high production ads, you know, just run regular on TikTok, you know, versus, you know.
Keep paying Madison Avenue and do the traditional marketing advertising path. Because, I mean, I don't know if this is 100% analogous, but you see it in places like LinkedIn or some Facebook posts where it's like pre-written statement for executives talking about leadership. I mean, not just for selling product, but talking about leadership or business goals, whatever. And it's like, this is so stagey.
Right.
Did you have 6 people write this for you?
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It certainly wasn't them, but certainly, it was the PR. Yeah.
Well, since we're doing the meetup with you in November in sort of pre Black Friday, Cyber Monday chunk of days or weeks, what are things people can do in November, or like we can say last minute, I suppose, in Q4/in November to create some last minute visibility for their products? before a peak sales holiday. So lessons learned could be applied to Prime Day next year if they don't necessarily do it for Black Friday. But for the sake of argument, let's say for this year, this month, what can people do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the good news is it's not too late. In previous years, to try to get any kind of influencers' attention leading up to posting during the holidays, you would have to book that like September, October. But the thing is with TikTok Shop and these TikTok Shop affiliates is that they want Christmas gifts for their family that they didn't have to pay for. And if they can make money on the side doing it at the same time, all better. So they are hungry for products to promote, which is all good news. So kind of the core steps to take if you're not already on the platform, get signed up and start the process. Of course, and I talk about this in my five keys to TikTok ability that we'll be talking about in New York, is if you're concerned, if you're like, is this really right for me? Kind of go through those filters to be sure upfront. But honestly, as long as you're not selling a prohibited or restricted product, get on the platform and give it a shot. There's no reason why not to try leading up to the holidays, the biggest buying season of the year, of course. So check the prohibited product policies, check the restricted categories. I don't want you getting set up just to lose your account.
Same concept as Amazon. People rush into Amazon, maybe because they've already got the product ready to go, because they're already ready to ship it, but they don't have all their ducks in a row and they stumble out of the gate and then they don't realize that Amazon is pretty unwilling to hear we're new, we didn't know, we're getting used to these rules. It's like Amazon, I mean, whether this is realistic or not, Amazon expects everyone to have complete policy page mastery before they even list product one, and they don't want to hear any stories. They just
you're not going to get any pity from any marketplace the phrase I didn't know. In fact, you know this, as you are such a professional in this appeal space. You know, I'll have sellers who come to me to review their TikTok appeals, and they wasted an appeal on, I didn't know, why did this get suspended? It's like, oh my gosh, you wasted an appeal on that. You would never send that sort of appeal to Amazon. And most of the TikTok employees I know were working at Amazon 3 to 6 months ago. So,
Well, I wasn't even necessarily going to ask you about that today, but I know we're talking about it next week in New York in terms of that particular bit of info. First of all, I had no clue. Secondly, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
That they're going, and way back when I was working at Amazon, there were rumblings like, well, Facebook wants to create a marketplace. They're going to start poaching Amazonians. I was like, oh, interesting. I wonder if I'm going to get contacted by somebody at Facebook. And that was like pre-IPO days. So people were interested in, oh, maybe if I join now, I'll be part of the IPO. Or Walmart, you know, Walmart kept saying, oh, we're making a big play this year. And they were like never trying to get Amazon people to work at Walmart, which is probably why they're still kind of stuck in reverse right now. Sorry, Walmart. It's just interesting to hear that TikTok has been grabbing people from Amazon and that they understand. I assume that means they understand the importance of A+ content. And obviously they understand influencer marketing and videos.
Well, yeah. I think what I tell people, and I like to use my hands in this analogy. So like, if I've seen this before, or you're just listening, just imagine I'm holding up my hand. So TikTok Shop is like Amazon Seller Central and Meta, i.e. Facebook, Instagram, had a baby. And that's TikTok Shop. So a lot of the skills that people have on Amazon and on the Seller Central side, they transfer over to TikTok. Listing setup, listing optimization, appeals, account health, customer service, review management, orders operation, order fulfillment, you know, all of the things from that side of the equation transfer over. So sometimes a huge mistake that I hear sellers say with their mouths to me is, hey, I'm going to take my girl who's running our TikTok social page and have to run our TikTok shop. And I'm like, do you hear the words that are coming out of your mouth? Like you would take somebody who's running your Instagram and have them run your Amazon Seller Central presence?
Yeah.
Like, what? No, not the same skill set. Please don't do that. Or the person who's running your influencer marketing run your TikTok shop. No. In fact, I talked to a seller earlier this week who was super pissed at his affiliate manager because she didn't notice that orders weren't going out on time and there were customer support complaints and things like that. And his account got deactivated for non-response and non-fulfillment and all these things. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, number one, was that part of her job description? Number two, you're talking to somebody who isn't affiliate management, and you expected her to do shop operations on the side and know what she's doing and just expect that. For one thing, the affiliate management side is a completely separate arm and has different logins and different access points than the seller center side of TikTok Shop. So she probably didn't even know any of it was going on.
Oh, for sure. That's the type of thing that sounds good in your head, but when you say it out loud, you rethink it. So say things out loud to yourself.
This is crazy. And he saw the folly of his ways and, you know, I hope, well, he fired her, but you know,
I hope it's fixable. I mean, it's a good cautionary tale.
Yeah, it's a good cautionary tale. So please don't have those expectations.
Yeah. We appreciate everyone's enthusiasm, but sometimes jumping in with both feet and putting all your weight on one thing without really planning is not the best way to start a business.
Right. Yeah. So if you're serious about TikTok Shop, take your team who is already managing your Amazon presence and find the comparable workflows on TikTok Shop to have them be supporting you there as well, because they are comparable. And I do feel it's not necessarily completely relearning a new skill set, and it's going to benefit your brand long term in all your marketplaces. And that's kind of my message to sellers is not, hey, expand your brand with TikTok Shop and TikTok. It's not just, hey, this is the new marketplace and you need to get on it, just like you need to get on Walmart or Etsy.
Right.
It's a whole different conversation because it is a marketing platform first. This is where people hang out. People do not hang out in marketplaces, right?
Sure.
They don't hang out on Amazon for fun, right? Somebody's there to do something, to transact something. It's just like shopping at Walmart physically. You don't hang out at Walmart on purpose, unless you're a weird weirdy. And heaven knows, Walmart has enough weird weirdies in it. So maybe it is an entertainment.
Maybe that is a thing and we just don't know.
My point is that people do hang out on TikTok, you know, that average 95 minute a day. Like I have a screen time app for TikTok, like 15 minutes, and then it locks my access and I have to like kind of surface and take a breath for a minute and be like, all right. Otherwise, it's like hours later, the pull of the algorithm, that dopamine hit is so strong that you get sucked in. So
I'm a YouTube junkie. I mean, I've dabbled with TikTok. I'm not current on it by any means, but YouTube, I mean, I was maybe an early adapter of YouTube. I think maybe everyone was, but I spend a certain number of, I don't know, I probably do at least an hour a day on YouTube. I would think so.
So that's another kind of guidance that I have for sellers, that if you're interested in using the platform for business, get on the platform. As a consumer, learn what the consumer experience is. Let the algorithm learn you. Start to feed the algorithm. Interact with things like things. Mm-hmm. Scroll through. It's a little freaky at first, I will tell you, because it's just throwing things at you to see what's going to stick.
Yeah.
But after a while, it learns you. It learns pretty quick. And the cool thing is that it's not just feeding you information in the form of entertainment. It also is serving you products that are relevant to those interests, to you as demographic profile, mm-hmm. those types of things. And that's also the power of the algorithm, is kind of the relevant products to serve you. And as a consumer, like buy a product from TikTok Shop, learn what that experience is like from going from discovery to checkout so that you can experience that as a buyer on the mm-hmm. platform. But, you know, Amazon's, you know, buy this, you know, serve relevant content for its buyers is limited mm-hmm. just to what you've previously purchased. So if I'm shopping for my family, my kids, my husband, whatever on Amazon, then the products that show up on the homepage of Amazon for me are going to be kind of scattered across all of those kind of demographics. Whereas TikTok is going to learn that I'm a wife and a mother, and it's going to show me cute stuff for the holidays for my kids. It's going to show me relevant products to purchase as gifts for my husband. You know, it hits.
And like you said, it's going to get better at showing you things that are relevant as time goes on.
Yeah.
So why not just dive in and swim and just kind of get the baseline and then build from there? Plus, if you're going use any platform for business purposes, you probably want to get to know it as a regular user anyway.
Right. So frequently when I speak at events, I ask people, I'm like, how many of you have bought something? Like, raise your hand if you bought something on TikTok Shop. In a crowd of like 100 people, maybe one person. And I'm like, guys, look at yourselves. Like, this platform to sell to, learn the platform as a user, you know?
Right. Well, we'll give you a chance to poll our members of the meetup next week.
Better buy something on TikTok Shop.
I know. Certainly hope we have 100 people at the meetup, but if we get 50, that'll be good too. So if you're in the tri-state area, you can hear the sound of our voices. Please join us next week in Manhattan. We'll include the link to the meetup, of course, with this podcast, November 14th, which is Thursday night. So looking forward to seeing people there. Looking forward to seeing you next week.
Yes, it'll be good to see you again.
Thanks for talking. I mean, I didn't want to talk about everything, but I'm sure we'll do this again soon. Thanks so much for getting us into this topic, because I'm really interested in learning more.
Yeah, absolutely. I look forward to seeing y'all next week and being back, and we can talk about more juicy topics and dive deeper into strategies.
For sure. And for anyone who's a member of the meetup, just a quick note, I'm not going to be doing a Q&A with the brand this time around. I'm going to be there doing some emergency appeal help and triage for anyone who has a listing down, or Amazon's threatening to suspend your account, or maybe you're already suspended. Hopefully not. We've had all three of those things in past meetups. So I'll be there hanging out for as long as you need me. If you want to get drinks afterwards at the bar next door, we can hang out till midnight or one, which I've done a few times. So happy to oblige. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll catch you next week. Sell a Performance Solutions.